Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we are coming to you from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank in beautiful Alpharetta. Folks, today you're connected more than ever, whether it's your friends, your family, or your life. Renaissance understands how you bank, offering the mobile banking services that you need. And Renaissance also knows that sometimes you need to speak to real people with the real answers, and that's why they have more than 190 convenient locations throughout the South ready to serve you. For more information, go to renaissancebank.com, Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And now we turn to two great guests, Andy Kalagian with Fort Leadership and Sales Consulting and Kevin Quirk with Harvest Connect. We're going to start with Andy Kalagian. He's the founder and president of Fort Leadership and Sales Consulting.
Good morning, John.
Yeah,
good
welcome.
Morning. Welcome. Thank you so much for the privilege. It's really an honor to be here, and I'm very, very excited. So thank you very much for the opportunity.
You're welcome. Glad to have you here. So tell us about you. Tell us about Fort Leadership and Sales Consulting.
Well, I actually started out in medical device sales back 30 plus years ago. As a 9-year-old boy, discovered I wanted to be in medicine. I wanted to serve people. And at the age of 12, I discovered that I had the gift of gab. So I kind of married those two talents, if you will, and pursued a career in medicine. I was going to be a dentist since the age of 9. And went to Michigan State University, studied medical technology, and decided dentistry wasn't for me. So I packed up my 67 Cutlass and moved from Detroit, Michigan, down to Atlanta, Georgia. Got down here on March the 23rd of 85 and began in the medical sales business. I sold hip joints and knee joints to orthopedic surgeons to put the body back together after trauma or disease.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, very exciting, could be very stressful at times to be in the operating room, but I really got to fulfill my dreams, if you will, being able to serve people by serving the surgeons that that serve the patients and being able to explain the technologies of orthopedic medicine.
So medical sales for a lot of your career, but how did you make that journey into leadership and sales consulting?
That's a great question. Thanks for asking it. As a young boy, my parents fed me books, Dale Carnegie, How to Win Friends and Influence People, Stephen Covey, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, John Maxwell, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, and I was just kind of a junkie for that kind of material. So when I got into medical sales, my default was to use that kind of those principles from those books and those techniques to build up my sales business. And then when they moved me into sales management, I used those same principles and those same skill sets to grow the businesses of the people I was responsible for in a 5-state region in the Southeast and then later up and down the East Coast. So anyway, I got restructured out 4 times in the last 7 years. And my wife said, Andy, she said, you need to move out of your comfort zone and into your gifted zone. And she says, yeah, remarkable. Guys, listen to your wife, right? So yeah.
Right.
So I listened, and she says, you love to speak and teach and coach and train people on how to become successful in the business. Why don't you just set out to do it off on your own? And so I teamed up with John Maxwell, the New York Times bestseller publisher of books and material and content, and got certified on his material and been kind of going out and serving the community in this way.
Now, Andy Fort, that's kind of an interesting name for your firm. What's the genesis of that?
So thanks for asking that question as well. Fort is actually it's a family name. And my grandfather was born in Russia, in the Ukraine, off the Crimean Peninsula. And during the Bolshevik Revolution, he and his mom and his two sisters had to escape the Bolshevik Revolution. He used to at times go into the Tsar Nicholas's home, and there was a great potential that he would be killed. So his mother took him underground to Detroit and started up a tool and die casting company. We moved here when he was 14, but by the age of about 28 or so, we started Fort Tool and Die Casting on Fort Street in Detroit.
Oh, wow.
And so we just borrowed that name. It's been a family name for almost 100 years now.
That's pretty awesome story. So your tagline is transformational thought in action. Lots of words there.
Lots of words.
Yeah. Dig behind those.
Yeah. So it has a biblical reference on that. I won't get into that right here, right now. But transformational thought in action is about the opportunity that every single individual has to transform their life. And what I mean by that, most people seem to be looking for, and what I found an absence of in the medical device industry, and really up and down in all communities and all businesses, there seems to be an absence of leadership. And transformational thought in action is to say that we have the capacity to lead our lives and then help to lead other people better. And the way we do that is really a quote from Emerson. And that's what this is kind of borrowed from. Emerson suggested back in about 1910 that if you sow a thought, you can reap an action. In other words, what you think about all the time, what you dwell about in your mind, you take action on that. If you take that action then and you sow that into your life, you harvest a habit. And Stephen Covey's talked a lot about the 7 habits of highly effective people. If you then take that habit and you invest that habit in your life, then you will harvest a character. And if you submit that character into the soil of your life, then you will harvest a destiny. So every person has the opportunity to change the direction of their life, both personally, professionally, maybe in faith, in their finance, family, fitness, or in their mindset. You can actually change the direction of your life and change the legacy of your family and your career and your health by what you think about. And so what I've been able to do, I actually employed this. I know it works. It's not a theory. I've employed this, how I built my life. But my mission for me now is to teach and train that to other individuals, small business owners, entrepreneurs, high commission salespeople, or just really anybody who really is seeking the opportunity to grow, whether it be personally or professionally.
We're speaking with Andy Kalagian, and Andy is with Fort Leadership and Sales Consulting. Andy, how do you I guess someone calls you up and says, I need help with my leadership skills. I need help with sales. How do you work with folks? How do you, I guess, diagnose maybe the issues that need to be addressed?
I love the word diagnose, and they're coming from the medical background. So, you know, Stephen Covey talked about in the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People that seek first to understand and then to be understood. So part of what I do with either a team of individuals or a corporate leadership person is to sit down and talk with them and sort of diagnose, you know, what's going on in your business? What is it that is troubling you? What would you like to see differently? What do you think it could look like? And go on essentially a listening tour with that person so that we can help to understand what's going on, what's working, what's not working, what needs to be improved. What would you like to see happen that's different than what you're getting now? And sort of diagnose first, seek first to understand, and then to prescribe a plan that we work on mutually together at a destination point that they've chosen. So whether that be in a financial destination, a health destination, maybe it's family matters, in the career, their organization, where they want to take their business up to the next level, that's what I'm interested in doing.
So do you find that folks' issues are in their habits that come from bad thinking or bad mental, preconceptions and beliefs about who they are and what they stand for.
Yeah, it's about their belief system. It's about their departure point. It really kind of comes up with your upbringing as a young child. A lot of it comes from And that is the fact that as a young person, our conscious mind is not yet developed, but our subconscious mind just receives everything that it takes in, the good, the bad. It has no ability to discern between good and bad. It just is. And that subconscious mind, that's where we get our feelings about I'm not good enough, or I'm not smart enough, or I didn't grow up with the right parents, or I didn't go to the right school, or my health isn't good, or I've always been a hothead. And that's just the way Armenians are. Or not, but just to say.
Right.
So the point of that is to sort of unpack all that. Before mm-hmm. you can learn and grow, you really need to unlearn. A lot of times what we need to do is we need to deconstruct before we can construct. You need to sort of take off the old, if you were doing furniture, take off the old paint or the old varnish before you can put the new on. And that is exactly what transformational means. It's actually the transformation to go and take off the old and to put on the new.
Andy, you work with sales folks, high commission sales professionals, sales managers. Talk a little bit about how to motivate and inspire a high commission salesperson.
Sure. I can give you a great example of that. I had a fellow up in Nashville, Tennessee, was a rep for me, and he was number one in the company in 2012. And when I came on the scene in December of 2012 and now leading into 2013, he said, Andy, he says, I know it's not your fault, but there's no way I'm going to be able to make my quota. I was number one in the company last year, and the quota they give me this year is outrageous, and there's no way I'm going to be able to grow as much as they expect me to grow in this Nashville market. We were selling custom knee replacements, and he says, there's no way I can do it. So I was talking to Mark as we were driving around Nashville going to see orthopedic surgeons, and I said to Mark, I said, tell me a little bit about yourself, and he told me about him and his wife, and they had a little girl who was in private school. Come to find out, Mark was a car guy. And loved cars. And we were driving around in his little Honda Accord. And that night I got into my hotel. He had told me that his car that he was really interested, he particular brand that was looked very, very similar to a 5 Series Mercedes-Benz. So anyway, I went online that night at the Hilton Garden Inn on Broadway in Nashville and found the dealership. And I said, hey, what time are you picking me up in the morning? He says, we got an appointment with this particular surgeon at 10 o'clock. I said, great, pick me up at 8:30. So he picks me up at 8:30. We get a cup of coffee. I rolled him into the dealership. The sales guy comes over and says, hey, can I help you guys? I said, yeah, this guy wants to drive that car right over there. He's like, what? I go, yeah, you're going to drive that car. And he did. He drove the car, loved it. The thing was fast. It was hot. And guess who became number one in the company? And the point is, and he was number one, and he attained his goal because he fell in love, and I didn't really do anything. I just got him to fall in love with his dream. And if you can find a way to capture that and put that in your mind, what you envision, what you want out of your life, if you can capture that dream, the facts don't count. When the dream is big enough, the facts don't count. I don't have enough money. I don't have enough time. My wife won't let me. My husband won't let me. All that goes aside, sort of, when the dream is big enough and you can actually feel it, touch it, taste it, smell it, drive it, wear it, walk it. If you can do that and you can find that on an individual, you can help them achieve that. And that's the basis for Fort Leadership, is transformational thought and action.
That's an awesome story. So, Andy, I know folks have heard this and wonder, you know, how do they engage with you? What kind of services do you offer? How do you work with folks?
So the best way to get in touch with me is my phone number.
Well, before we get to there, though, I want to get to how you work with people. So, I want to get to that.
Yeah.
But do you work with companies? Do you work with individuals?
Yeah.
How does that work?
It's mostly, most of my clients have been small business entrepreneurs,
okay,
and high commission salespeople, and it's ones,
the individuals themselves.
The individual themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes, what will happen is the CEO of a company a president of a company will call me and say, I want you to come in and help me. And there'll be a one-on-one coaching.
Gotcha.
That could take months over a period of time. Or sometimes they've asked me to come in and just do a series of lunch and learns where they'll bring in lunch for their people. And they'll ask me to come in over a series of weeks on a Wednesday afternoon and bring in lunch. And then I'll come and teach for an hour and stay with that organization for a while, because transformation isn't a one and done or a chalk and talk. It takes time.
Gotcha. But the point is to be in touch. So now I'm going to let you get to contact information for those that have heard like what they've heard and would like to be in touch with you, learn more. Tell them how they can do that.
Sure. Thank you. The best way to get me is by phone. You can reach me at my cell phone number, which is 770-597-9005. You can also reach me at my email address, which is andy@fortleadership.com. Or you can go to our website, which is www.fortleadership.com.
Andy Kalagian, thanks for being with us.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Folks, if you need help curing the headaches of administrative tasks, bookkeeping, marketing, presentations, if you've got any of those issues, go engage a smart and reliable Office Angel. They're not a temp agency or a placement firm. Office Angels matches your business support needs with angels who have the talent and experience necessary to help you maintain or grow your business on an ongoing or as-needed basis. Your terms, your timeline, they lend a hand when needed, and they fly off when the job is done. Find out more at officeangels.us or call Chief Executive Angel Essie Escobedo at 770-442-9246. And folks, I can tell you, Essie is awesome, so be in touch with her today. We turn to Kevin Quirk. Kevin is the CEO of Harvest Connect. Kevin, welcome.
Thanks a lot for having me, John. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. So tell us about Harvest Connect. What are you up to? How do you help folks?
Well, I'll tell you what. Harvest Connect is a company that is newly formed over the last 6 months or so. And it's basically we're working within the newly regulated businesses of the hemp industry, which came out of the House Bill 213, and then the medical marijuana, which came out of House Bill 324. So we're in preparation for those regulatory processes that are well underway, and we're going to be hoping to help Georgia farmers and help Georgia patients very shortly in Q1 and Q2 of 2020.
That's awesome. Now, and we love stuff here on Business Radio X that's on the cutting edge like you are. Let's get some definitional terms for folks that don't know. So let's talk about hemp. Let's talk about cannabis. Let's talk about the difference there.
Sure. So hemp is, they're both strains of, cannabis is the main plant, and then hemp is a strain of cannabis, okay? And the predominant cannabinoid that comes out of hemp is CBD. And CBD is, just one of, 128 cannabinoids that are in our system. And hemp will generally, in part of the farm bill, will have less than 0.3% THC, which the T coming from the cannabis side of it, that's the psychoactive side of things. So on the medical marijuana side, that is more of a cannabis plant that has, in Georgia, will only be 5% THC. So you have CBD that has, and there's multiple spectrums of CBD, full spectrum, broad spectrum, and but you'll have a lot of cannabinoids in the CBD, but no THC. So there's no psychoactivity, effect from the CBD. And that is federally legalized and being sold actively and somewhat irresponsibly, in our opinion, as well.
Yeah, and that's one thing that the state of Georgia has been pretty clear about, in trying to look at mistakes that have been made or that they perceive being made in other states, and trying to correct for that.
Yeah, and we're we're big supporters of the way Governor Kemp and his team are moving this thing forward. Everybody wants it to move faster, of course, because we want to help patients. We want to help people that are ailing. right now. And, you know, and then quite frankly, we want to help our Georgia farmers that lost almost $2.5 to $3 billion over a year ago through Hurricane Michael.
Sure.
So there's a big, movement on that, but Governor Kemp is doing it right and his team. And they're learning from the other states, and there's been programs that have started up in other states and been woefully mismanaged and had to literally shut them down and restart them. So we're at the kind of culmination part of the formation process on the regulatory side of things. And, you know, if you think about it, the last industry that's really agricultural industry that was launched in Georgia was probably cotton.
And that wasn't 2 weeks ago.
That was right? Not a couple months ago.
Right, exactly. So lots to introduce there, but let's get to how you help folks. So just so I'm clear, CBD is medical marijuana. Those are
two unique things.
Two unique things.
Yes.
Okay.
CBD comes out of the hemp plant.
Gotcha.
And medical marijuana comes out of the cannabis plant.
Okay. Gotcha.
Marijuana will be the 5% THC. CBD is below 0.3% THC.
Okay. So let's talk about the medical marijuana for a second. Yep. Who is that aimed for, and what kind of conditions does that alleviate?
So the medical marijuana is exactly kind of aptly named, and it's really for patients of, you know, you might be a cancer patient, you might have a serious seizure disorder. So those are the kind of life-changing things that they're adding new ailments to that list every, you know, kind of every month or whatever. And, you know, and it's not just a pile on of like, hey, you know, does this hurt? Let's put it on medical marijuana. There's some legitimate, things out there that require that type of relief. And quite frankly, you know, with the opioid crisis that's going on in this country, this is a far, far, far better thing to be putting into your body.
Sure. And we're talking about chronic pain alleviation, regardless of what the source of that is. It's relieving chronic pain.
That's correct, and the CBD does a really nice job at that as well. But it's more of an ailment kind of a thing. That is, I have inflammation, I have maybe some arthritic issues, I have a tough time sleeping, or might have some anxiety. Those are where we found that CBD has really improved people's lives, including pets, by the way.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, big pet market.
Oh, wow. So let's talk, and so. Just to tie a bow on the medical marijuana side. So that's the Harvest Canopy side of your business.
That's correct. And that's, that's a TBD right now. It's going to be its own separate entity. God willing and Governor Kemp willing and the commission willing, will be one of the six, licensees for that license. And, we're very, my background's been all, you know, food grade, FDA, USDA manufacturing. And, you know, we know there's a lot of people that know how to probably grow weed and smoke weed. We're really focused on the regulatory side of it and doing it right. And that'll start with our hemp processing facility and then hopefully roll over into the medical marijuana side.
We're speaking with Kevin Quirk, and Kevin is the CEO of Harvest Connect. Let's talk about the CBD side. Talk about who a primary customer is for that product.
Yeah, so we're opening part of our business is we have a retail store model. It's called CBD Store and More, and we're opening our first store in Roswell, historic Roswell, right on Cannon Street.
Awesome.
So if you've been on Cannon Street, that's our target.
Yep,
right. So it's a very educated target market. And you know, we never want to go with, kind of affluence or anything like that. But, you know, generally, you know, these are not inexpensive products, you know, so you're generally going to be spending a little bit more for them. And, you know, and this is the industry, the reason why we've, chose to open up a retail store in this e-commerce world is the fact that this does require, in an inordinate amount of education. You need to communicate to people what it is, what's the difference, how it can infect them or affect them. And then more importantly, you have to give them, an option to come back and be able to pick up another product. Because what works for you from a cannabinoid system may be different than what works for myself, and one of our signs that are sitting in our, store is, everybody's got a cannabinoid system. No one has a Zoloft system or an Advil system.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And plus there's a lot of bad information out there on the internet. This just in, right?
It's terrible. Yeah, yeah. It's terrible information. And, the FDA has been doing their, and the USDA have been doing their best to try to keep the, kind of the imposters out,
right.
And I would just, while I would love people to come to CBD Store and More and buy our stuff, there's two or three other really good, retailers that are out there, but I would not be buying your CBD at convenience stores or in mall kiosk or things like that. You want to, or even stores that just carry their own brand. You want to have options. You want to make sure everything is third party tested, so you don't have any of the pesticides inside. So you know that you're getting below the 0.3% THC, because if it's above it, it's called a hot product, and they've been testing stores and stuff and they're selling hot product out of their stores.
Yeah.
And that's bad for the industry, John.
Yeah, for sure. Now, Kevin, you talked about you want to help Georgia farmers. Give us some little more background on how that's going to happen.
Yeah, that's our, one of our platforms that's kind of overarching platform is Georgia Good. And we take it seriously. So, we want to, understanding that, the farm, Georgia's a big agricultural state. We got wiped out largely with the Hurricane Michael. This is an opportunity to be able to get a crop in a climate that is phenomenal for this. And there's still being some testing done on the different types of clays. The clay in the South Georgia is different than the clay in the North Georgia. But everything we've tested in early testing amongst the universities have been very, very positive for Georgia. And we're going to be able to turn in three for sure down in the South crops a year once we can get in ground, by the way. So once the farmers get their, the licensures to go do that.
Sure. And I mean, if farmers listening to this show and wonders, hey, maybe I need to diversify, how do they do that? How do they get into that?
So and this is another thing I think, Governor Kemp and his team did really well in the legislature in the bill. They want to give first right to the existing farmers, right? So they don't want some guy with 100 acres and a house on it to come in and all of a sudden go and apply for a Georgia hemp growing license without any prior tax base. So they're giving the first rights to the people that have had a historic tax base.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality of it is the crop, you're looking at a high value crop here. So not only is this, you're currently talking about a $2 billion industry right now, and it's expected to be $25 billion in the next 5 to 7 years.
Wow.
I mean, there's nothing like that since probably the internet bubble, and the difference is this is real stuff.
Right.
Right. So farmers are, chomping at the bit. We have several of them signed up already to process their biomass out of. And we're after the first of the year, we're going to be doing a series of road shows to sign up even more farmers and give them a understand what we're doing, how we can make the money and get a guaranteed wage basically for their crop.
That's awesome. Folks, if you just joined us, we're speaking with Kevin Quirk. He's the CEO of Harvest Connect. Kevin, talk about the brands you've got, the brand names your products go under, so people can know what they're looking for.
Yeah,
obviously, they want to come to your store.
Yeah, and right? We're going to carry our brand in our store, but we're not going to just carry our brands, right? So the brand that we have is Graceleaf, okay? So, graceleaf.com, you can kind of see about the consumer side of our business. That will be sold in our store, but will also be sold in other retail channels. My Coca-Cola background and Anheuser-Busch background, I kind of understand traditional retail as well. So we'll be going through those traditional retail channels. But we'll also be, carrying other national brands. And when, you know, and we're looking for a couple things to carry in our store. You know, and I mentioned that there's some stores out there that only carry their own brand. Well, that's just one. I mean, you have no option. So of course they're going to push you into whatever it is that's in their store.
Sure.
We have plenty of national brands. Poppin' Barkley is a great brand. We love Charlotte's Web's out there. We went and visited a farm that's more of a regional brand called Green River. And so there's some really, really phenomenal, companies out there that are doing it right, that are organic, that are, third party tested, that, you know, have really good efficacies and equally great packaging. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, it's a consumer business, and, we're trying not to be, you know, a typical company that looks like, oh, let's throw a green marijuana leaf on something and market as something like that. And that's not who we are. We're consumer products company on that side. And then on the other side is, I mentioned Georgia Good. That's our wholesale business. So as we're processing out the Georgia farmers and buying their biomass, we're turning that into oil basically, and different products. And that will sell to other companies that will put that into their finished products.
Gotcha. Kevin, let's step back for just a second, 'cause you mentioned your background. You know, big company food and beverage backgrounds, Coca-Cola, Anheuser-Busch. What led you into this industry? Because you're obviously passionate about it.
Well, so it's, yeah, I left, you know, I cut my teeth on kind of big Fortune 500, Fortune 50 companies, mm-hmm. Right out of school. And then, you know, some point in time, I developed a passion for entrepreneurship, and it was pretty much time I was running Minute Maid brands and on the bottler side of things, and we're focused on helping kids, and you know, I was writing up a white paper, and I realized that, you know what, I could probably do this on my own. So that's where I started White Hat Brand, which I think before the show we were talking about 12 years ago, Lee was interviewing me.
Lee Cantor.
First interview.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so that was White Hat Brands. We exited out of that company in 2009. Then we started an organic juice company called Harvest Soul. And Harvest Soul, all organic, non-GMO. So that got me into the expos, right? The natural food expos that were going on out west. It's called Expo West, Expo East. And it was there where I saw, like, every time I would go to one of these things, there would be more and more and more CBD companies or hemp oil companies or things like that. So, we just, we exited out of, Harvest Soul in last year in November. And we were able to, you know, this is something that I was passionate about, and coincidentally timing lined up perfectly with the Georgia regulatory side of things and moving through the legislature last session. So worked out perfect for us from a timing perspective. We were able to get our funding in place, our team in place, and get moving down this path.
Yeah. So congratulations. I mean, on your success, past success, because that's led to your ability to gather a team, gather investors, and put together this company. So congratulations. Well,
thank you.
On that.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, that's awesome. So how does everything roll from here? As we're doing the show here toward the end of 2019. So talk about how everything rolls out from here and what people need to look for.
Yeah. So it's, for us personally, the first thing that rolls out is our store will be opening in January, mm-hmm. And that's in historic Roswell, right on Cannon Street. We expect to open 2 to 3 more stores Q1 and Q2 of next year. We've already sold 2 franchises. While we haven't taken the money yet, but you know, they've signed an LOI on them. On those. So the retail side's kind of covered up. And the reason why we're out there, you know, I said mentioned to deal with the consumer, but if we're going to be putting a lot of hemp in ground, we need to build a market on it on the other side, right? We need someone to pick it up on the other side of the counter.
Right.
So that's where the retail side comes in. The hemp processing permit and permitting should be going on in late Q1 to early Q2. Right now, all the rules have been promulgated. Application process is being pulled and put together, and then this is where I was talking earlier about Governor Kemp's team, where they're taking this very seriously, so they're even putting a little bit of kind of over you know, overwatch on this thing,
right?
Just from the marketing and the rollout of the plan. So we hope to influence that and be a part of that as well. And again, we're all about regulatory understanding. We're all about seed to sale. We understand how to run very regulated businesses, and that's where I think our point of difference is going to be against pretty much anyone who's applying for these licenses.
Sure.
And then in about 6 months is when the licensure process for the medical marijuana will be going through. And they just announced the seven commissioners, I think about 3 weeks ago.
Gotcha. That are be on the regulatory board.
That's correct. They're the ones that will be part of the regulatory board on the medical marijuana side and issuance of the six licenses.
That's fantastic. So, Kevin, congratulations on your progress so far. Good luck as you go through the coming months. But in the meantime, for those that would like more information, would like to be in touch with you, tell them how they can do that.
Yeah, absolutely. If you just go to our website at myharvestconnect.com. So, again, that's myharvestconnect.com. You'll be able to go in, kind of see what we're doing from a very high level, corporate level. There's an investment, you know, we're rolling up some investment. So there's some investment opportunities there. And, you know, and again, on the investment side, we've turned down well over $1 million of outside money. We're trying to do for small investors in Georgia, you know, help them the same way we're helping farmers and Georgia patients.
Sure. Kevin Quirk. He's the CEO of Harvest Connect. This has been great. Thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Folks, if you are looking for a great archive of North Fulton Business Radio X shows, well, I can tell you where to go. NorthFultonBusinessRadio.com. We've got over 180 some shows, well over 400 guests that we've had over this past 3.5 years. You can find us on NorthFultonBusinessRadio.com, or if you're a podcast lover, we're on all the major podcast apps. So that would include Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, Overcast. I dare you to find one we're not on, but if you do, let me know. And we're also on YouTube, so you can find us there as well. But so just search for North Fulton Business Radio, and you'll find our shows there. Just a reminder, you can listen to the show live, if you wish, on our website, NorthFultonBusinessRadio.com, every Tuesday at 11:30. And check us out on social media. So Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, we're at North Fulton BRX. So for my guests, Andy Kalagian and Kevin Quirk, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.
Renaissance Rewards Extra is the checking account that checks all the boxes. Roadside assistance? Check. Cell phone insurance? Check. More than 400,000 local shopping discounts? Check. Up to $25 per month in ATM refunds and a great rate? Check. All in an easy-to-use mobile app. To open an account or find out more about Renaissance Rewards Extra Checking, go to renaissancebank.com or visit us at any of our more than 190 locations throughout the South. Renaissance Bank. Understanding you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.